The prophet came near to the king of Israel, and said to him, "Go, strengthen yourself, and mark, and see what you do, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against you." The servants of the king of Syria said to him, "Their God is a god of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. Do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their place. Muster an army, like the army that you have lost, horse for horse, and chariot for chariot. We will fight against them in the plain, and surely we will be stronger than them." He listened to their voice, and did so. It happened at the return of the year, that Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians, and went up to Aphek, to fight against Israel. The children of Israel were mustered, and were provisioned, and went against them. The children of Israel camped before them like two little flocks of young goats, but the Syrians filled the country. A man of God came near and spoke to the king of Israel, and said, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is a God of the hills, but he is not a God of the valleys,' therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." They camped one over against the other 7 days. So it was, that in the 7th day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 footmen of the Syrians in 1 day, but the rest fled to Aphek, into the city, and the wall fell on 27,000 men who were left. Ben-Hadad fled, and came into the city, into an inner room. His servants said to him, "See now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Please let us put sackcloth on our bodies, and ropes on our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. Maybe he will save your life." So they put sackcloth on their bodies and ropes on their heads, and came to the king of Israel, and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" He said, "Is he still alive?" "He is my brother." Now the men were looking for an omen, and they seized upon it from him, and they said, "Ben-Hadad is your brother." Then he said, "Go, bring him." Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and he had him come up into the chariot. Ben-Hadad said to him, "The cities which my father took from your father I will restore. You shall make streets for yourself in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. I," said Ahab, "will let you go with this covenant." So he made a covenant with him, and let him go. A certain man of the sons of the prophets said to his fellow, "By the word of the Lord, please strike me." The man refused to strike him. Then he said to him, "Because you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, look, as soon as you are departed from me, a lion shall kill you." As soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him, and killed him. Then he found another man, and said, "Please strike me." The man struck him, smiting and wounding him. So the prophet departed, and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with his head band over his eyes. As the king passed by, he cried to the king, and he said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle, and look, a man turned aside, and brought a man to me, and said, 'Guard this man. If by any means he be missing, then your life shall be for his life, or else you shall pay a talent of silver.' As your servant was busy here and there, he was gone." The king of Israel said to him, "So your judgment shall be, you yourself have decided it." He hurried, and took the headband away from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized that he was of the prophets. He said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let go out of your hand the man whom I had devoted to destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people." The king of Israel went to his house sullen and angry, and came to Samaria.